first a look at new research showing that fathers who shared in household chores are more likely, apparently, to have daughters with ambitious career goals.
Here to break down this research for us is Alyssa Croft, who is the lead author of the paper presenting these conclusions. She is a PhD candidate in social psychology at the University of British Columbia. Alyssa, welcome to Central Time.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you along. I want to start out with some background on how you got interested in this topic in the first place. What led you to pursue this?
Well, most of what we currently know about parents and children's gender role beliefs comes from studying stereotypes associated with the workplace rather than the domestic sphere. And so we know from prior research that despite efforts to create gender egalitarian workplaces, women are often more responsible for shouldering the burden of the domestic chores. And this is even true when both parents in a couple work full-time. And so we wondered whether this sort of traditional division of labor at home might have implications for how children's identities and gender beliefs are developing.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the study. How did you carry that out?
So to test this idea, we sampled 326 children and at least one of their parents. And we had them participate in the study while they were visiting the local science center in Vancouver, British Columbia. And we asked them a series of questions about their beliefs about gender roles. So who is more likely to put baby to bed? Who's more likely to cook dinner or do the laundry? And so they answered these questions about men and women in general. And then we asked them what their own division of labor looks like at home. And then for their children, we asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then we sort of took all of this information together to see what predicted what kids would say.
So did you have a hypothesis going into this?
It's interesting to sort of think about this because we know, like I mentioned earlier from past research, that a lot of the beliefs that people have about gender and work are mirrored with sort of what those societal stereotypes are. And past research shows that mothers' beliefs about gender roles do tend to predict kids' beliefs about gender roles. But in terms of what kids actually aspire to be when they grow up, we weren't sure whether that would be more reflective of, you know, something that mothers do in the home or something that fathers do in the home. So this was kind of a surprising finding.
Yeah, so let's get to that. Your study essentially shows that fathers who help out with household chores are more likely to have those daughters with more ambitious career goals. How prevalent of an attitude was that in this study?
It's a great question. And I think, you know, in our sample, there was a very traditional slant so that, you know, women were doing significantly more of the household labor than men were. And, you know, we looked at this even controlling for the number of paid hours of work that each parent was doing per week. So overall, there does seem to be a pattern of this sort of traditional division of labor, second shift for women. But when we sort of break that down into a finer grained analysis, we see that for couples who are reporting, and fathers specifically, who are reporting that they do about 50-50 split of the domestic chores, then those are the dads with daughters who aspire to be more non-traditional careers for women.
And that's kind of an important distinction there, that the fact that the fathers are actually doing some of the work, because I read that there are a lot of fathers that talk the talk on this. You know, we believe that women should be able to get ahead in the workplace and be in all these positions. But there, the attitudes don't really seem to change as much and translate into that ambition for girls.
Right. So what we're finding in our study is that, you know, overall attitudes, sort of beliefs about gender roles did predict what kids say they want to be when they grow up. But more importantly, it seems to be the behaviors that are carrying more weight. And so if girls are getting maybe discrepant messages at home, so maybe fathers are saying, you know, I'm for gender equality, I'm publicly espousing gender equality, but I'm not actually, you know, engaging in those behaviors, those observable behaviors that daughters can see, then it's more likely that those daughters will aspire to more traditional sort of expectations for their own futures.
What about the impact on the boys in this study?
That also was a really interesting finding from this study, is that we didn't see that boys' career aspirations were being predicted by what their parents really said or did. And what we, you know, when we sort of looked at this more closely, what we saw was that boys were nominating very highly stereotypic career aspirations. So most of the boys in our sample are reporting wanting to be doctors, police officers, firefighters, scientists, very male-dominated types of careers. There weren't any boys who said they wanted to be teachers or librarians or social workers, anything that would be more classified as female. And so the idea here is that, well, maybe the messages that we're sending to boys as a society is just that their roles are much less rigid, or much more rigid, I should say, than girls' roles. So we're not giving them that same cue that, oh, you can be anything you want to be.
Interesting. So why do you think there's such a strong tie between the way that fathers act at home and then the way the daughters perceive gender roles?
Well, again, we don't want to sort of overinterpret these patterns of correlations. The you know, exact mechanism for what's going on here is still unclear and requires some future research. But one thing that we can speculate that might be going on here is we know from past research that men are afforded higher status in society. And so one possible thing that could be going on is that fathers are communicating what they believe is appropriate behavior for women and for their daughters more specifically.
So let's talk a little bit about applying this research. How would you apply this to a household where the mother might stay at home and then the father works? I mean, is it possible for those parents to actually promote gender equality, where, or does the father really have to, even though he might be working and the mother's doing most of the work, make special efforts in this regard to do stuff that's visually, that the daughter can see at home?
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if there's anything that I can say that will directly speak to this, because again, it's, you know, we don't want to overinterpret the findings that we do have. But I mean, I really think that it couldn't hurt to have, you know, even parents where they've divided the labor, you know, intentionally in this way, to even just have, you know, fathers help out once in a while. I think it could make a difference. Even just, you know, letting girls observe that it's not just that these tasks are for women and these tasks are for men, you know, sort of almost blurring those boundaries a bit couldn't hurt, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions I should have asked you before. And in terms of when you say that it helps bolster the ambitions of daughters or the aspirations, talk a little bit about what that means, maybe like what a traditional role or an ambition might have looked like 20 or 30 years ago, and how that might differ from what an ambition might look like today for a girl.
Yeah, absolutely. So within the past, you know, several decades, since about the time of World War II, women's roles have been changing very, very quickly. And so it used to be that, you know, this sort of traditional division of labor was like what you were just talking about, with breadwinning fathers and caregiving mothers. And there was, you know, these very separate domains based on gender. And that's becoming less and less clear nowadays as women enter the previously male-dominated workforce. And so what we're sort of looking at in the bigger picture is this asymmetry between how much gender roles are changing for women and how much they're kind of not changing for men. And so, you know, we're telling little girls and women that the sky's the limit. You can be anything you want to be. But for men, there's still, you know, we're still putting men and boys in these very strict boxes of what is appropriate behavior. And so, you know, for example, if girls want to play with engineering toys, for example, there's Goldie Blocks are this new sort of toy that's engineering based, and it's marketed towards girls. But there's no sort of similar, you know, if boys want to play with dolls, or if they want to play house or play with kitchen things, they're sort of more admonished and given, you know, given a hard time as compared to what girls are able to do.
You know, one of the flip side of that, though, as you were talking about that, I was thinking sort of about the changing role of the family structure, whether you're talking about more single parent families or maybe same sex parents, that sort of thing. It sounds like this study didn't address that, but it also sounds like there's lots more things to think about when we're talking about these.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this study is really just a drop in the bucket in terms of how far we can go in exploring these questions because, yeah, you're absolutely right. In this study, we looked only at heterosexual cohabiting parent couples. Just to really get some traction on what could be going on here. But it's absolutely true that there are many different avenues. And like you said, family structures are changing drastically. And so looking at sort of how that's playing a role and what that's sort of predicting in terms of children's identity development is a great next step for this research.
So speaking of next steps, how do you hope that the research you've completed, well, two questions, how has it been received so far? And then what do you hope it's going to lead to next?
Well, it's been received very well. I mean, in terms of just people sort of caring about these findings, it's very topical right now to be talking about work-life balance and this whole, you know, question of can we have it all and trying to maintain some semblance of our past while also transitioning to our futures. And I think that makes this topic really ripe for conversation right now. And so generally, people have been very interested in and fairly receptive to these ideas, but there is just so much more that needs to be done to really unpack what the process is and what's going on psychologically, and if it's the case that, you know, that dads are having this impact on daughters. Right now, it's just sort of a link that we're seeing, so there's so much to be done going forward.
So it sounds like you've got plenty to do in the next couple of years.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Alyssa, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Alyssa Croft, a PhD candidate in social psychology at the University of British Columbia.
And we want to find out how this works out in your life. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. We've got a post there. How does housework get divvied up in your family? Growing up, what did you see from your parents? And do you think that had an impact on your life? Again, head over to the Central Time Facebook page and answer that question. Jean, the division of labor in your household, can I put you on the spot?
You can.
And what is it?
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may tend to incriminate me.
Well, I do a lot of the dishes in my house, and my daughters have really, over the years, you know, race car driver, a lot of the boy stuff. Currently, of course, World Cup soccer star for some reason. I don't know what's putting that in their heads.
Well, we've only got cats at our house.
And do they aspire to greater things based on your level of housework?
They aspire to food twice a day is what they aspire to.
Inspirational, really.
Yeah.